When it comes to Cook Fight, the book, this all began when the two of you were working in the same office, separated by one cubicle and one coworker.
And that coworker was Frank Bruni, who was the restaurant critic at the time. And you know how it is at work. You spend sometimes more time with the people at work than you do your own spouses or partners. And so Julia Moskin and I became work wives of the highest order. But because we worked in the dining section of the Times, we were having constant either discussions about how we were going to cook something, how you shouldn't cook something, how you should cook something.
We just both have very different notions of like what you would make if you have people coming over for dinner. And so we would have these arguments, what, you know, you should do with a leg of lamb, or, you know, what would be an appropriate menu for a child's birthday party that you were going to have your own grown-up friends at. That's really where the challenges in the cookbook come from.
And it was Frank that, am I correct, that he came up with the rules for the competition?
Right. One day Frank just said, well, why don't you two see who can cook the best dinner party for six for under $50? In the end, it did work out, and I do think that I won that challenge fair and square. Although Frank refused
in her own
to
mind,
pick...
this she believes this. Our Thanksgiving challenge did go to the public because we went on the Today Show to do a sides versus turkey challenge.
These sweet potatoes have coconut milk and a little Thai red curry paste, and I guarantee you, if turkey tasted that good, we would eat it all year round, not just on Thanksgiving.
First of all, I just want to say, Little Miss side dish, no one goes into Grandma's house and says, oh, the mashed potato smells so good. No, they say the turkey smells good. Bees need a queen. Football team needs a quarterback. Thanksgiving needs a turkey.
Julia, you're not the world's biggest turkey fan. Is that because of some early turkey memories?
A traumatic experience,
right, with
a turkey? No, it's just that was very much something that was done by the men, and it was kind of boring. It just didn't seem to offer that much scope, whereas like my mom and my aunt would be like, you know, inventing new ways to cook green beans and thinking of different things that you might do with their sweet potatoes. And I don't know, that just seemed like more fun.
Kim, you are a turkey lover and connoisseur.
Well, I think the turkey is the essential part of Thanksgiving. It's from whence Thanksgiving flows. As I pointed out many times to my dear colleague, Miss Moskin, Norman Rockwell was not painting pictures of green bean casserole. He was painting pictures of turkey. There's something about the smell and the ritual of the basting that I think matters in ways that perhaps, Miss Moskin, you're just not understanding.
Well, I'm not against turkey. I am an American. I understand there has to be a turkey on the table and in the oven. It's just that for me, cooking it isn't as much fun.
And maybe not the romantic attachment.
Sometimes cooking is just about enduring, Miss Moskin. Okay?
Now, recently, you treated an Atlanta audience to this Thanksgiving competition at Cook's Warehouse at Ansley Mall.
We did. We took it to the streets and let the people decide.
Yeah, but why do you have nuts in a meal?
Because you might have nuts in your stuffing.
Yeah, but that's
not
a good idea. Why do you put nuts in your stuffing?
Because that's how I
the
have
Spencer
always
Town,
done it.
Which is in the book, right?
Isn't it? It is in the book.
Her stuffing is
my
in the book, too.
My stuffing is also in the book.
Why would that prevent you from having nuts at dessert?
Well, thank you.
It might. If you're not a creative thinker like yourself.
Moskin and I were just... you know, flinging chives like spider monkeys.
Yeah, just be super generous with that butter, like where you think it's almost insane.
I made a stuffing. It was a chanterelle mushroom and pears, and Julia did her snappy respite green beans.
And some bacon fat ginger snaps.
Oh, the bacon fat ginger snaps.
Venture to say or hard to argue with.
In fact, John, we brought you some bacon fat ginger snaps because we wanted you to see that we really could cook. And I want to see if you can tell the bacon in there. And so your listeners know that John just passed out on the floor from deliciousness. That's why there's radio silence on his end.
Absolutely delicious. Why is it, especially when we all have such mixed feelings about not only Thanksgiving, but all the end-of-the-year holidays, why do we then feel so close to a meal?
Okay. I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I think food is such an elemental thing. There's just something tangible about making a meal and sitting down and sitting across from somebody and sharing it. I mean, that's where we learn everything. It's how you learn to save some on the platter so the person next to you can have some. You know, you learn how to
or take the thighs.
And there's something about that cooking for somebody and sharing a meal with them that is essential. I think that's why we celebrate the idea of a meal. in the way that we do.
So often it does turn into something that people experience as really stressful and last minute. And, you know, I mean, Kim and I are not restaurant chefs. All the recipes that we put in here are recipes that we actually make, you know, in mm-hmm. our daily life. And Kim and I think we're both fortunate in having been schooled in the basics. And we feel like that's kind of what we can bring to the conversation.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yay.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.